In the intermission now, second intermission, joined by Broncos assistant general manager and director of player personnel, Jamie Porter. Jamie, first of all, just your thoughts on how you've seen this team develop here as of late. I know not a chance to watch in person a whole lot, but what's been your perspective on the team as they've been really hard to score on, well, except last weekend, but that seems to be the way the identity has developed here.
Yeah, I think so. I think the coaching staff had in mind to be a team to be hard to play against and a team to be hard to score against. Certainly seems to be working. Last weekend was an aberration, we're hoping. But I think that we've been happy with the strides that we've made in our own zone and in our team play.
I think the biggest story of the season's been Landon Bowen. We've talked about him before. You drafted him. Did you expect him to develop into a guy who could be among the best goaltenders in this league the way he has been so far this season?
Well, we always liked Landon. We were very confident in him when we took him. I think this is one of those examples where you need to be patient and allow a guy some time. And I think the Landon is also taking his opportunity and running with it.
When you look at the model of how you guys have developed your players, and do you think Landon, Hetherington, examples of, you know, you have to take your minutes, do the best with what you have, but you get pulled back a little bit early so you're not necessarily throwing the deep end early and you'll be better for it down the road?
Yeah, I think Mark's philosophy about, you know, giving them a role and giving them some ice and allowing them to grow into it, and when at a point they seem to stagger or hit a wall a bit, draw them back and let them start again from a different position. I think we've seen over the last 6 years that that works. When we are allowed to do that, obviously that doesn't always happen, but so far from the development side of it, we seem to have a plan that has shown a lot of fruition.
One guy going through right now is Tyler Steenbergen, who has had some games where he's played more minutes and stepped up and had other games where he's had to be pulled back. What have you thought of the way that he's progressed so far as a rookie?
Yeah, we've been happy with the way Tyler has played. I'm sure that Tyler would like to put up more numbers, but that really hasn't been a concern for us. He's a solid two-way guy. He's very responsible. He knows how to play in his own zone. So what we get out of Tyler is what we were hoping for. He hasn't been a disappointment at all, and we've been excited when the nights that he's really rolled, where they've been able to give him some more ice and play him with, you know, one of the bigger lines.
Disappointment for Cole Johnson in the injury taking him out, it looks like, for the whole season. The one game he played, he looked like a real spark plug out there, a guy who, given time, would really be able to move up the lineup. And it's unfortunate. I mean, it's early in his young career, so it shouldn't be a devastating setback, but unfortunate to have a year of development taken away like that. And how do you guys approach it as an organization?
Well, I mean, we have to look at it as we're fortunate that it happened when it did, so that it wasn't going to be a problem in the coming years, especially when he's going to be a key guy for us at some point. We missed him even when it happened early on in his career. I did see him last Sunday, sat with him watching a midget game in Lloyd. Everything went well. He's happy. He's excited about getting into the rehab now. And, yeah, we just have to pencil him in for next year and you know, make sure that he does the right things through the summer to get himself ready this time.
Max Lajoie, a player who you guys felt could have been ready to play last year, but you didn't have a spot really for him to play enough. Were you surprised by how well he started his Western Hockey League career?
Well, you know what? We were always excited about Max. We thought that where we drafted him was not right, that he should have gone higher. We're very happy that we did get him where we did. He proved to us last year that he was ready to play, but as a 16-year-old, we wouldn't have got him enough ice. He went back, had an excellent year with the Calgary Royals, and now he's taken another step and done what we expected and probably even gone beyond that now. So it's just another example of a guy going back and being allowed to be the guy in his own age group and preparing him for the Western Hockey League.
Sissons is doing that now, and is it working out, you think, for him?
Absolutely. We have a group of D-men in that 98 group, Sissons, Thomas, Stanley, Angletwid, Johnson, they're all doing that, and we have to be excited about where they're at. We're allowing them to develop, and with the roles that they're getting on their clubs, we think that it'll make for a good camp next year.
There are some nervous fans about only having one extra skater right now in this organization, and Mark has said if injuries come up, we're confident that we have guys in Saskatchewan, Alberta, who can come up and fill holes. And if you were in that situation, who are some guys that you think you could bring back to step in should that arise?
Well, I mean, in Saskatchewan, we've got we've got Tyler Adams and Brandon Arnold for forwards, Dominic Schmiemann on the back end, Matthew Parsons on the back end. In Alberta, we've got Colby Sissons. In BC, we've got Owen Seidel. So we've got options. And with the way the rules are set up nowadays, it's not as much of a challenge for us to call guys up like it used to with the relationships that we have with midget teams and junior A teams now.
There was a lot of trade activity, including the Odgers deal here recently. Do you expect it to pick up again after Christmas? Do the talks surrounding the trade deadline start now? What's sort of the process, and where do you think you guys are going to be in that mix?
Well, I think we need to see where we go as a club the next 6 weeks or so. There's a lot of talk going on. We're involved in a fair bit of it just to make sure that we know what the market's like and what's going on. We've been happy with what we've done so far. I think you and I discussed before that after making some moves, we wanted to let this team settle down and grow as a group a bit. We've done that. Now we'll kind of see over the next 6 weeks what we're like and what other teams are like, who falls out, who's selling, who's looking to buy, what the price tag will be. But the conversations do start now.
When you're third in the conference and you've been developing a good group of prospects and working to build this core that's here now, is there a temptation to really want to make another move to try to push and make a real run here this year?
I think there's always a temptation to do that. It just has to be cost efficient for us. We're not going to go all in, obviously, because nothing's a given. We've developed a lot of young guys. We're happy with our prospects. We have enough prospects now that we could make a move or two, but at the same time, we're not going to empty the cupboard and throw away recklessly.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jamie Porter, Broncos assistant general manager, in our second intermission from Edmonton on the Eagle 94.1.